Obamacare to collapse and let the Democrats take the blame.
When it breaks, and it's going to break, they will come back to us.
I'm Chris Barnes.
Reports of one person dead after a residential rehab center fire in Oakland, California. An Oakland Fire Department spokesman said they had to pull out their firefighters because of the flames' intensity.
Heavy fire on the second and third floors, and it was spread throughout the building, so we couldn't make the progress like we wanted to, so then we pulled our firefighters out to go defensive.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. You know what doesn't make sense? If a car is called a horseless carriage, why isn't a motorcycle called a horseless horse? Maybe it would just be adding insult to injury for the out-of-work horses.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
More anti-Semitic graffiti found in the Phoenix area, and police say it's continuing a pattern of anti-Semitic harassment. Here's correspondent Jason Campidonia.
Swastikas in bright pink, a racial slur at eye level, and white power repeated in red and pink ink were painted on the walls of Pinnacle High School. The Phoenix Police Bias Crimes and Graffiti Detail and the department's hate crime unit are investigating, but officials say they have limited information right now. The graffiti continues a string of anti-Jewish activities in Phoenix that include swastika graffiti outside an elementary school and bomb threats to a Jewish community center. Jason Campidonia, Phoenix.
But it's not just Phoenix who's having to suffer through fake bomb threats. No, it's happening in New York several times a week at Trump Tower. Here's the story.
The New York Post says there have been 2 to 3 phony bomb threats a week since Inauguration Day. No suspicious packages recovered. Still, the phony calls cost time, money, and massive security sweeps, including by bomb-sniffing dogs. A lot of the threats seem to come from the same man. No word on whether that includes the guy who called a bar at the Trump Tower last week, claiming to be inside with a bomb and saying that Donald Trump was his daddy and that his mom won't let him be gay. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
Feminist extremists attacking United Airlines after they wouldn't let 2 women on a flight wearing leggings. The leggings were in violation of the policy United Airlines has for travel on the company dime. USA Radio News.
And we're live here at Hot 100, and I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, and we have special guests today. We're going to be talking about an organic community garden in Clinton Township. And, of course, I know everyone wants the weather, and we have to do our quote. So we'll get this all figured out, and I'll be able to introduce my guests. So we're happy to always feature things that are going on here in Hunterdon County. And today is no different. So I'm always excited when people come to our beautiful studio here at the Hunterdon County Chamber. Hope you stay with us for our show today.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
We're back here in the studio in Flemington, New Jersey at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce office. And I know you all want to know what the weather is today. Today is March 27th, and you're all looking at spring. And we have a perfect topic here today to talk about what we should be planting and to figure things out here so that we can reap what we sow in a good way. The weather for today, right now, it's about 58 degrees and question that because it doesn't feel that way at all. There is a slight chance of showers. The sky actually is looking a little gray today, but they do say that our high was 58. I'm just not feeling it. feel like I need three sweaters, and I'm really looking forward to the mild weather. Tonight we have a chance of showers, mainly after 2 a.m., and some fog. If you started your day out here in Hunterdon County today, you would have had a lot of fog to deal with. There were multiple accidents on 78 this morning, so be cautious if you're traveling in the fog. We will have some additional fog tomorrow morning, and it looks like a nice day tomorrow on the 23rd with showers likely after 3 p.m., but it's still spring-like and it's not snowing. You all know how I feel about that, so that's a good thing. Wednesday, we have mostly sunny skies, so if there is a day you want to call in sick or take a personal or vacation day, I would suggest you do it on Wednesday with a high near 60. On Thursday, we have some sunny skies with a high near 56, and Friday, another chance of rain after 9 a.m. and a high near 51. So they're not the warm temperatures that I care for, but we will see the sun again on Wednesday, so just hang in there because it is coming. We have to go to our commercial break, and then I'll be back here. I'm your host at Hot and Hunterdon. Stay with us.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
If I ached for any more, I knew I'd surely die. Night after night, trying to get out of my skin. Day after lonely day, you'd send me back again.
We're back here in the studio to talk about some organic community garden that's going on right here in Hunterdon County. And as always, we have to start off with a quote, and we're taking it from an author who wrote a book, A Natural History of Four Meals, and this is our quote today. The single greatest lesson the garden teaches is that our relationship to the planet need not be zero sum. And that as long as the sun still shines and people still can plan and plant, think and do, we can, if we bother to try, find ways to provide for ourselves without diminishing the world. That is our quote today, and I thank you all for joining us today. We are looking forward to introducing our guests here in the studio, so I'm going to ask them each to introduce themselves and say where they are from. So we'll start right here.
Hi, I'm Nancy Slota, and I'm from Clinton Township.
Excellent.
And I'm Jen Lynch from Clinton Township as well.
Great. So I have these guests in the studio today. They're from the Clinton Township Organic Community Garden. And we're talking about the project that they have going on in Clinton Township and what exactly an organic community garden is, how you can get involved. And are you both board members, I believe?
Yes, we are both board members. I'm the chairperson, and Jen is our director of marketing, and she also runs our children's program.
Excellent. So I think a lot of people, I live in Hunterdon County, and I had no idea that there was a Clinton Township Organic Community Garden. So maybe you could just start right off and just tell us right off the bat, exactly what is this that goes on?
Well, a community garden is a common space where many families can come together and they each get their own little space to grow vegetables and flowers the way mostly whatever they choose to grow in their own little space, so long as they are doing that organically and environmentally sustainably. And that's kind of it. It's a great place for people to get outdoors, spend some time in the fresh air, get some exercise, and come together and grow.
Now, do you feel, I know a lot of times in inner cities or urban areas, we see community gardens. I work for Norwest Cap, and our food bank relies on and is fortunate to have a lot of produce that is cultivated from different community gardens. So your community garden, is that people looking to be part of a neighborhood organic growing experience, or is it people that don't have space in their yard or home, or is it a combination?
I think it's a little bit of everything.
I agree. Yes, I definitely think so.
Yeah. In Hunterdon County, we have a lot of deer. And, yes. And many people have a lot of land that's difficult to fence in, or a lot of big mature trees that cast too much shade for vegetable garden. And we do have some areas as well that, you know, people don't have their own land at all to grow. You know, they could grow maybe on a deck and pots, but it's a completely different experience to grow right in the ground.
And where is this garden?
So we are located right behind Bunt Park, which is off of Red Schoolhouse Road in Clinton Township. Our access is actually just north of Molasses Hill Road on Route 31 South.
And I think most people are familiar with the 31 corridor, so those are some great landmarks. And how big is a plot? If, you know, I had my own little garden section, is it 2x2 or 4x4?
Well, actually, I think that our plots are quite generously sized, and that's what sets us apart from other community gardens. We have three different sizes. We have a full-size plot, which is 6 foot by 70 foot. So it's quite a bit of space.
Oh, my goodness.
It is quite a bit.
I'd have to rent a few families in order to participate. Yeah,
there are some people that do kind of work that space together as, you know, as friends or groups. And then a half plot, which would be exactly half of that, 6 foot by 35 foot. And new this year, we're also introducing a quarter plot, which is 6 foot by 15. And, you know, each size is kind of geared toward how much effort you want to put into gardening.
Now, if you have interest in gardening, but perhaps you're not a master gardener, or you don't have that green thumb, do you have education and tutorials? And how do you know how to make an organic garden? You know, obviously you're not going to spray pesticides, but
sure. There's
a whole mindset sure. About that.
Well, we're kind of like a community of people that love to, gardeners love to share ideas with each other. So our best resource is really each other. We talk to each other when we're out in the garden. We share our stories, and every new member is given kind of an orientation when they come in, some guidelines to abide by, what types of things they can and can't use in the garden. We use no pesticides, no chemicals. Only things that come from the earth would be considered organic.
Okay, well, we're going to be talking more about this hour, and this organization has been in existence only since 2012 and has done some amazing things and grown some great produce. So we're going to be talking more about that when we come back here in the studio. Stay with us.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Back here in the studio with my guest from the Clinton Township Organic Community Garden, and that is a website perhaps we could give out now.
Sure. Yes, we do have a website. It is clintontownshipocg.wix.com/theocg. You can also link to us through the Clinton Township Municipal webpage.
And what we can do is we can certainly link that from our Hot and 100 Facebook page to make sure that people can get to that easily. And you're saying OCG, so just for all my friends and family that are listening, they're not calling me OCD. It's actually the Organic Clinton Garden. They're not labeling me here in the studio. But let's talk about membership. And I know this weather has been, Laura here from the Chamber and I, we have been disappointed that we had that wonderful warm weather, so we didn't want to complain, but it made us in the middle of February want to go and dig in our gardens or plant things or find a bulb, anything. And of course nothing was available, and now we feel like it should be warmer and it's not. So later on you will probably have a waiting list, but right now if we wanted to get involved with the Organic Community Garden, how would we be able to take advantage of this great opportunity to work with like-minded people, have organic gardening, grow our own food? How could we get involved?
Well, right now we do have a few spots left. It's not as many as you would think. So I think that nice warm weather did get a lot of people thinking about gardening, and they were excited to think about these things. So we have one full plot left. We have three half plots left and one quarter plot left. It can be divided into smaller sizes. So, you know, that's not a definite number. But the best way to get involved is to go to our website, which is the Clinton Township OCG.wix.com/theOCG. And we have all of our membership documents right there on the website, and they can download those or email me with questions.
And Jen, we really should ask, you're the marketing person here, so
yes.
Do you have to be a Clinton Township resident?
No, you don't have to be. There's a little additional charge if you're not a resident of Clinton Township, but anyone can be involved with the garden. And also, we do. We started last year a children's garden, and this is open to the public. So we do gardening events throughout the summer. We will plant the garden, and then we'll have different guests come in to speak to the kids. And all these events are open to the public.
That's wonderful to know we're engaging younger minds to think about what they're eating and to be part of that food-to-mouth, farm-to-table thing that goes on.
Definitely.
It's really important for children to participate in cooking and nutrition and getting all of those values while getting their hands dirty. I know of no better tool.
Absolutely. I know this, it's a hot topic about children eating healthy nowadays. Obesity and children being overweight is on the rise, unfortunately. And studies have shown if kids are involved with the growing of their food, they are more more apt to eat healthy foods and make better choices when they are eating, selecting their own foods.
Excellent. And I want to delve a little bit more into the Children's Garden. So that also is available to anyone that wishes to partake. You don't have to be a Hunterdon County resident. There's no residency requirements.
Right. And it's absolutely free to participate in the events. We have our own plot. It's sponsored by the Creative Kids Club. Last year was the first time we did it, and we actually partnered with an author named Carrie Weckelow, and she is a wellness coach and a children's author, and she wrote an award-winning book, If It Does Not Grow, Say No, and it's an activity book for kids, get them to be excited about eating their vegetables and fruits and finding it fun to eat it. So there's a lot of fun activities within there. So we want to continue the tradition this summer, and we want to plan a lot of fun events, some fun guests to come back to the garden, and it's absolutely free for them to get involved. We also want to involve more schools. We have had some interest from neighboring schools to come in to visit the garden and to check out, learn about gardening. I know a lot of, especially in springtime, a lot of curriculum is revolved around healthy eating and planting, and this is a great way for them to come out and see it and be involved with it themselves without having to have their own garden. And I believe the program last year, it was a smaller program last year, but it was successful. Some of the families who came out to the garden are now signing up to have their own plots this year. So hopefully that'll continue on, and we will inspire more people to grow their own food and make better choices when they're eating.
And look at what a community does together. You've been in existence only since 2012, and since then you've changed the structure of the gardens to make sure it's more accessible, adding a children's garden, adding the education piece. And often we see in communities where there is some poverty, people are living in apartments or they're homeless or living with other people, they don't have that ability to experience the seed to plucking, I don't know what,
harvesting.
It's not a chicken, I guess. We're not growing chickens in these gardens.
Not yet, anyway.
maybe next year. But that whole experience is often, unfortunately, different for people who live in poverty and people who own homes or have a large plot of land. And it is quite an experience to see something that you start yourself with just a seed and then to watch that grow and bloom and to know that you're responsible for the nutrients in it, and then it becomes a nutrient for you. And it's just such a wonderful thing when communities come together and people who are committed and passionate about gardening share that love.
It actually is, and that's one of the things I love about the garden, is being involved and seeing a little seed grow into a big plant that I can take home and eat and feed my children. I believe, my personal opinion, like, it tastes better when it comes from the garden. I have, especially the cucumbers. I keep saying my cucumbers are so delicious.
And the tomatoes.
And last summer, my husband thought I was crazy. I'm like, I'm going to plant some corn. And we actually, because corn's one of the things my kids love to eat in the summertime. And I grew my own corn. It was just unbelievable.
First time growing corn, and you were able to
completely
produce it.
Yeah, we got like about 10 different corn plants, and it was, we got a lot of corn out of it for the summer. So hopefully this year we'll be even more successful and we'll get corn all summer long.
I don't know if you ladies are pulling my leg. So in your Clinton garden, your plot, you were able to grow and produce corn.
Absolutely. There's actually a ton of people that did corn this summer.
We grow everything from A to Z.
We have to talk about some more of those things that you grow. I always appreciate the dahlias and driving past the farms and seeing the corn, and it's how our landscape changes. around here. We're certainly an agricultural community. All of a sudden, you'll see the corn propping up. You know, it's supposed to be knee-high by July 4th.
Yeah.
So are there a lot of flowers that are grown, like sunflowers, dahlias? What are some of the common things people grow?
We do have a lot of flowers, a lot of sunflowers. They're beautiful, yes. And they're great for birds. They come and they eat the seeds in the fall. People mostly like to grow their own food.
Yes.
We have mostly vegetables, some berries, strawberries, blackberries, blueberries, raspberries. But other than that, it's mostly vegetables. One fun vegetable that I learned how to grow in the garden that I think is just the most fun to grow is a potato. You actually plant your potato, and in the fall, you dig up the plant, and there are all these potatoes in the ground. It's like a little treasure hunt.
Now, that is something people will want to know. Our tradition growing up with my dad, when we would dye the Easter eggs, you know, they had those little cups.
Yes.
So you would take those cups, and he would always have seeds, like marigold seeds. It was traditionally like marigolds. And we would put them, after we finished dyeing the Easter eggs, in those cups with the dirt. And then we'd wait and wait and wait for the flowers. So that would be around Easter time. So are people wondering now, is it too late? You mentioned planting the potatoes in the fall. Can we still plant potatoes?
Well, you know, this is a great time of year to start thinking about those things. And there's even some things that you can plant now. You can actually get out and plant peas. This is a perfect time for planting your peas. And then most things are going to be actually planted coming next month and the month after. Your cold weather crops will be planted in April, and some of your warm weather crops will be planted in May. And potatoes are kind of in between there. So you're going to plant them right in the middle, like May 1st. And then they'll grow all throughout the whole season. You can dig them up a little earlier than the fall to get that nice, thin-skinned new potato. Or you can leave them in the ground longer and get them in the fall.
Well, we are a Jersey-based production here, and I'm a Jersey girl. We have to talk about those Jersey tomatoes.
Oh, they're the best.
When do we plant those? What's the best variety? Do you have any... Eddie.
I think we could talk all day about what's the best variety, and everybody would have their own personal choice.
I was always amazed at how many different varieties there are out there. Like, I have been trying new tomatoes that I've never had before. Like, I'm used to like those big, fat Jersey tomatoes.
The beef steaks.
But I love the little, the teeny tiny ones. Yeah. That, like, they're little berries that they look like. But and the yellow ones, like there's so many different ones out there. It's hard to choose a favorite.
It is hard to choose.
You have to talk about the little tomato, the cherry tomatoes, right?
And you can get them in all different colors.
And what's with the orange tomatoes? What is with that?
It's just another choice, another option.
When you're growing
your own garden, the sky's the limit with what you grow. You're not limited by what you can buy in the store at a farm stand. You can grow, you know, what you pick.
Sure.
And as far as when to plant those tomatoes, if you're adventurous enough to start your own plants indoors, actually right now is a pretty good time to start your tomato plants indoors. And we can talk about that in a little bit.
Great. And if we haven't done that yet, we'll still have an opportunity. We can get our plot here, get signed up. And we will have it going on. We'll be right back here. We're in the studio at the Houghton Hunterdon office at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
Calls to me and speaks my name. At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterton County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterton Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And this is Georgine Trinkle, your host at Hot and Hunterton. I'm in the studio with the board members from the Clinton Township Organic Community Garden. And, of course, we segued into our little competitive Jersey nature. What is the best Jersey tomato? Is it the orange one? Is it the beefsteak? Is it the cherry tomatoes? Those are always, always popular. I know beyond that, there are probably some other things you can grow in the garden. Maybe we could talk about that a little bit because some people may not have that experience.
You can grow, I mean, I'm going to say everything, but then I'm going to go and like list it off. But some great things that you can start thinking about growing in the next couple of weeks, you can even plant them outside, are things like spinach and lettuce, kale, which I know is like a big superfood right now, Swiss chard, beets, carrots, onions, cabbage, cauliflower, broccoli. I grow all of these things, Georgine, in my garden successfully and without pesticides and any chemicals. And then it even goes beyond that. That's what we're going to be thinking about in the next month. And then when the weather warms a little bit more, you can plant things like your tomatoes from plants that you can either buy or start on your own. Peppers and eggplants would be the same. But then from seed, you can also plant green beans, cucumbers, zucchinis, squash, pumpkin. And again, so many of us are growing all of these things, and the plots are generously sized so that we can do that and eat from the garden.
How about blueberries?
You can do blueberries. They're a little tricky. You have to amend your soil to make it a little more acidic. But there are definitely some techniques that are easy to apply to make that happen.
Now, I have a fig tree that doesn't produce a lot of figs. Are figs something that people are gardening and producing? Because they taste nothing like what you get in the grocery store. It is the best taste.
We planted three community-type fig trees last year. So we'll see. Fingers crossed, we'll see what happens this spring. They can be a little sensitive to the cold winters. So
figs can be a little tricky.
Yeah.
That sounds exciting, though, to have all these things that you see in the grocery store, but now you can also see them, pick them, taste them, eat them, harvest them, can them preserve and enjoy them, preserve sure. them all year long?
Sure. I actually sometimes keep, actually there's one year that I kept track of all of the food that I harvested. And from my one plot, I harvested over 1,000 pounds of food
wow.
in one summer. Wow. And every bit of that food was either eaten, shared with friends, donated to food pantries, or preserved. And I preserve by canning and freezing, and we, my whole family, eats produce from my garden year-round. So it's definitely an economical way to approach food as well.
And I know that there are tricks also to cooking food that you grow to make it absolutely delightful. Eggplant would be an example. There's white eggplant, there's purple eggplant.
Sure.
And there are so many great recipes on the internet now for grilled eggplant, for eggplant parmesan, so many different things. With the videos nowadays, do you see people have expanded their ability and creativity in cooking with things from the garden, because so much of it, there are tutorials and you can see someone make a dish you wouldn't have tried, and it takes sure. the fear away?
I think so. I think there's food videos are very popular now, and I know there's a lot of times that I tag the ones that I like, or people I see people sharing the ones that they want to try. So I definitely think that those help.
And do you share those on your Facebook page as well, so people get ideas? And
we are going to start sharing more of that on our Facebook page. So we only have a small group of on Facebook now, but we hope to grow that this year so that we are sharing some ideas of how to prepare foods, how to preserve foods. So it's the more people involved with it, the more information that we'll have to share.
And really the appeal to that is you become a community. It's a community garden, and then you build your community because you're sharing recipes, you're sharing ideas, you're sharing tips and techniques, and it brings us all together.
And I should also mention, we also share our food as well. So a lot of these plots, I know Nancy mentioned how large some of the plots are, and it's sometimes too much for your own family to eat. So we do collect the food and take it to local pantries. Last year we were involved with America's Grow a Row. We did a field trip out there with some of the our community members, and we harvested some of their food, and then we also donated from the Children's Garden. At the end of the summertime, we donated a couple boxes of produce to them as well.
Which goes a long way, and I know that you're very active and involved volunteer members of the board and in the community, and I know this is also possible from other sponsors.
Yes, actually, just this year we have been raising money to install a new fence, and we do have a fence currently, but it's not a permanent type fence, and it's definitely not going to need to be replaced within the next year or two. And the only way that we can really achieve that is by reaching out to our community and asking for help. And we do have a list of sponsors, if you don't mind me.
No, we're always, absolutely not.
Yeah,
we know here that the community is incredibly supportive here in Hunterdon County and beyond. And it's important to be able to recognize who is able to help
It's just been overwhelming, you know, as we've been reaching out to the community, the positive feedback we've had and the warmth and the desire to really, you know, to be a community. It's been fantastic. Our biggest sponsor right now is Basil Bandwagon of both Clinton and Flemington. And then we also have sponsorships from Cross Country Nurseries in Kingwood, Hunterdon Health and Wellness Centers of Clinton and White House Station, Lowe's of Flemington Raritan, ShopRite of Clinton, and Jessica Warmick of Weikert Realtors, Beaverbrook Day Spa, Lou Tranquilli Financial Advisors, Mendham Garden Center, Organic Dutchman Lawn Application, and Ye Olde Subbase in Clinton.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's a great list of sponsors, people that are active and involved in supporting something that brings the community together, that makes our community healthier. We often on this show cover different things about the health of our community, the disparity between individuals that are low income and individuals that are not, and the access to health. And you also may be interested to know that there are a lot of migrant farm workers that are in Hunterdon County at certain times of the year and has a lot of seasonal work. And many of those farms are approached and allow federally qualified healthcare centers to come and do outreach and to talk about Lyme disease and some of the things that are very prevalent here in Hunterdon County. So wrapping that all around with our sponsors and our businesses is such a great way, and why Hunterdon County is such a strong community, because people are so committed to the things that keep us healthy and active and keep our disease down and our prevalence for certain types of cancers. You know, we know antioxidants are very important. Just the physical activity of working in a garden is also such a great way to get some exercise, burn off some stress.
It really is. And for me, when my kids were younger, it was a little bit of an escape. It was I kind of appreciated having a garden that wasn't in my backyard. I had to make the time to go and have some time for me without the kids sometimes. And, you know, at times the kids would join me, but every once in a while I could have that little break and get some fresh air.
I agree. It's very, very peaceful in the garden. It is some work, and you do get a lot of exercise by working in your garden and helping in the common areas of the garden. But it's also very peaceful, like on a nice summer evening to be out there, and you could hear the ball games in the distance, and it's a very peaceful time of day to be in there, especially when it's starting to, the sun's starting to go down and the sky's starting to change.
Yeah,
it's really nice.
It's really surrounded by nature out in the fields.
I work with a garden club in Phillipsburg, and they've done some plantings in the housing authorities, and they specialize in butterfly gardens. So does anyone, do plantings that attract the butterflies? That's always such a beautiful sight to see the butterflies going to the flower and flitting around.
Sure, we do have flowers throughout the garden, and also our field. Out in the field, it's, naturally filled with all sorts of wildflowers, so that really helps to attract the bees and the butterflies, and that helps our vegetables grow too, our produce.
And everyone knows about, or not everyone, but we think there's more awareness about the bee situation and
Correct.
The need to attract bees, and if you see a swarm, not to think you're going to get attacked by them, and
right.
just to let them be,
right.
because this is all part of our system and our ecology, and being able to respect nature and make sure that we're giving enough so it can take enough.
And that's another reason why organic is so important. It does not affect the bees the way traditional farming does.
Absolutely. Well, we will be back for our last segment. I always say radio time goes faster than any other time, but we still have a little bit of time left in the studio, but we do have to pay our bills here. So we will be back. I hope you'll stay with us. It's your host, Ahatan Hunter and Georgine Trinkle.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hey, Pat. Know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick, Home Sweet Home.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Here in the studio at Hot and Hunterdon, talking about the Clinton Township Organic Community Garden. We were just talking about the great sponsors in the community that have been able to help so that the fence can be installed, and there's some events going on we're going to talk about. But there's also another component to this organic community garden that is unique, and that is the volunteerism.
Sure, as part of the membership, we do ask that each member provides a few hours of volunteer time throughout the season. It's minimal. It's only 5 hours. If that's still too much, there's always the option to opt out for $25. But the volunteering is really a great way to kind of get involved and give back to the garden. And, you know, we do things like weeding common areas and doing plantings, but it's not limited to just physical labor. We've had some really great additions brought to the garden by encouraging our members to think outside of the box and bring something to the garden that they find is important. Two great additions that we've had were the children's garden. Jen really wanted to bring that to the garden, and she used her volunteer time to coordinate that, and a harvest party. So we have a harvest party at the end of the year, and that's another one of our members uses their volunteer time to coordinate that for everyone.
I have to ask what a harvest party is.
Well, you were talking about cooking before, and we do a potluck-style party out at the garden. One of our members brings their grill, and we cook some burgers and hot dogs, and then everyone else who shows up brings the dish made from something they've harvested right at the garden.
It really is such a great way to get involved and to get to know people. Based on the way Hunterdon County is laid out, sometimes houses are blocks apart almost. It feels like blocks apart. You don't know your neighbors. Something like this sounds like such a way to be connected to other people with some similar likes. And I know you have some events coming on, and that might be a nice entree into the Organic Community Garden to learn a little bit more about the members or meet some of the members and to also participate and support this. Perhaps you're not a gardener or you don't want to, have your own plot, but maybe you do want to provide some education or just some sponsorship or support. There's a great way where you can meet people from the community garden, right?
Yes. Yeah, actually we have coming up, if you like bowling, we have a bowling event. That will be on April 2nd. It's Sunday from 3 to 5, and it's at the Oakwood Lanes Bowling Alley in Washington, New Jersey. It's 2 hours of bowling and shoe rental for $18 for adults, $15 for children. And the bowling alley is working with us for a reduced rate so that we can take home a nice percentage of that value and put it right toward the fence. And then another great event that we have coming up is for the Children's Garden.
Yes, well, on April 30th at 2 p.m., we're going to be planting the Children's Garden. Nancy does a nice job of showing us the garden, and she'll teach us how to actually plant a garden. So if you're new to gardening or if you have children that you want to get involved with the Children's Garden, this would be a great time to come out and visit the garden and help us plant the garden. And then the kids get to plant their own plant to take home with them as well.
So are you guys going to tell us here about what your favorite thing is to plant or to harvest?
Yeah, definitely. My favorite thing is tomatoes. Absolutely. And I love heirloom tomatoes. This is not something that you can get, even with all these wonderful farmers markets that we have around here. They have fantastic fresh produce. But the tomatoes, if you can grow your own tomato and pick it warm off the vine, it makes me think of my childhood when I would go out into my garden with my grandparents and I'd have a salt shaker in my pocket.
You did not.
I did, and I would take that tomato right off the vine and salt it right there in the garden. And so that's my absolute favorite.
And for me, I would have to say the corn. That would have been my favorite thing so far to garden. And I really enjoyed the stuff, like I think I said before, that I eat from my garden is tastes better. Mm-hmm. And in the corn, I was really impressed at how much we liked it. So hopefully we'll get some more this year.
Yeah.
I'm impressed that you were able to do corn in your first year. That's really very, it's such a level of expertise, it seems, to be able to actually have corn. And
it was actually quite easy. We just put the seed in and then kept watering it, and a couple weeks later we had stalks. Mm-hmm. and then a couple weeks later we had actual corn to cobs.
It's a lot simpler than I think people imagine it to be.
Well, it can be complicated, and if you don't have a green thumb or you don't have that natural aptitude for things.
Yeah, I actually never had a green thumb, and I went out and I saw at the community, Clinton Township does a community day. I saw the table there the one time, and I thought this would be a great thing for us to do as a family, and I went, and that year there was a waiting list, actually, and I inherited it. A garden full of tomatoes. The person that was there before me, they had planted all tomato plants, and I guess it was too much for them, or they decided not to keep it. And so I had a lot of tomatoes that year, and then the next year I planted my own stuff, and some things grew, some things didn't grow, but each time is a learning experience for me. And actually, when Nancy helped us plant the children's garden, I learned a ton last year from that. So. From Nancy. She's crazy. A great teacher, and she, whenever anyone has a question, they go to Nancy, and she's always has an answer.
That's great. And you could tell that you're really passionate about this, and it's important to you to get back to the community and to be able to enhance what we have here in Hunterdon County, and gardening is such a great way to do it. And Nancy, you are the president of this organization?
The chairperson.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The chairperson, and it just sounds so interesting that you're always adding things. I do have to mention another event not connected to the Clinton Township Organic Community Garden that's going on in Hunterdon County, and it was shared from the Red Mill event. So there is the 100th anniversary of the entry into World War I for military recognition, and it is Military Heritage Day going on April 8th at the Red Mill Village. So there is information to be found on the website of the Red Mill or on Facebook, and there's a link on the Hot and Hunterdon page. So just try to make sure what we know is happening out there in the community, people are aware of it. And you were able to get connected, Jen, to the Organic Community Garden from attending Community Day. Yep. And how were you able to get connected, Nancy?
Oh, you know, actually, a good friend of mine found it in the Clinton Township newsletter and knew that I like to garden, and she brought it to my attention. So that's another way to get get the word out there is through the newsletter.
So if anyone's teetering on the verge, not sure, I urge you to maybe contact you by email.
Yes, we have the garden has an email address, and it's clintontownshipocg@hotmail.com. And that will come directly to me, and I can answer any questions. And if I don't know, I certainly will find someone to ask.
See, that is what we like around here, is when we don't know something, we have no trouble going to someone else for the answer. And that is part of our community here, building a community. If you're not certain if you need the quarter plot or the full plot, there is one full plot left.
One full plot, three halves, and one quarter.
Excellent. You can, again, go on the website. They gave out that information, and it's OCG, not OCD, just to make sure that's clear. And I'll post the links on our Hot and Hunterdon Facebook page. And I did warn you, ladies, that radio time goes faster than any other time. I certainly appreciate you being with me here in the studio and sharing your knowledge and really passion for community garden and the organic piece of it, which makes the soil so much better. We don't have to worry about pesticides.
Absolutely.
And those kinds of things.
Thank you for having us. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Okay, we will be looking forward to Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour, which is coming up in the next hour. I thank you for joining me here at Hot and Hunterdon. I'm your host, Georgine Trickle, and I'll be back with you next week to talk about child abuse prevention and with CASA. Stay with us.
Passed before my eyes of curiosity, just in the wind. All they are is dust in the wind. Same old song, just a drop of water in an endless sea. All we do crumbles to the ground, though we refuse to see. Just in
the news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
One person in custody after several people were stabbed at the University of Texas, Austin. Austin police say the stabbing happened this afternoon near a gym. The reports one victim may have died, three others are hurt. A motive has not yet been released on this breaking story. Two people being treated for injuries from a morning shooting in Dallas, Texas. There's no indication police have caught the gunman. One of the people shot is a paramedic said to be listed in extremely critical condition. A civilian was shot as well. He's reported to be in stable condition. Meanwhile, a strong police presence throughout the Dallas area. Meanwhile, Texas Governor Greg Abbott in Canton, Texas, where a tornado left a path of destruction 35 miles long.
The large length of space that you could tell the tornado was on the ground, it looked like in areas that were filled with trees, that were forest, it looked like they'd been ripped down as tinker toys.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. Gold was $300 per ounce when I started buying. Today it's over $1,200. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. All those other firms are selling gold bullion. It's not rare, it's not proven, and they have a huge markup because they've commissioned salesmen. I have found the Uber of gold. This company, pre1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre1933.com is a wholesale of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. All conservatives understand the hole America's in. We owe $20 trillion in debt. We all know gold is the answer. It's our insurance policy. But now you can buy your gold wholesale, just like dealers, without commission salesmen involved. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to